With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pressing Hamas to release hostages still held nearly 2 years after the October 7th attacks. Speaking at the United Nations, he demanded they let my people go. Among those watching Netanyahu's address yesterday was U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
All free-loving people everywhere and every nation at the U.N. should have applauded that message and that call. Right after October 7th, Bibi Netanyahu said it as well as anybody could. He summarized the whole thing. He said, this is a battle of good versus evil, light versus darkness, civilization versus barbarism. And that has not changed. It still goes on, and the United Nations needs to get behind the right, the good side of this, so it can be resolved.
Also at the UN this week,
Donald Trump has long been a critic of climate science and green energy policies, and he let loose during his address to the UN General Assembly.
It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
He sharply criticized the European Union for reducing its carbon footprint, which he claimed has taken a toll on its economy, and warned countries that have invested heavily in renewable energy that their economies will suffer. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Forecasters are tracking a tropical depression that's expected to become a hurricane as it approaches the southeast U.S. coast early next week. A tropical storm warning has been issued for the east coast of Florida and the central Bahamas today. The latest update from the National Hurricane Center says the storm has top winds nearly 35 miles per hour and is expected to continue to strengthen. South Carolina has already declared a state of emergency, and millions in Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia are being warned to prepare for a significant storm by Monday. This is SRN News. A Michigan transgender legal case will proceed.
A U.S. district court will not quash a lawsuit filed by a couple who accused the Rockford Public School District of helping their teenage daughter live as a boy in class without their permission. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the parents, and spokesman Kate Anderson says, quote, parents have the right to direct the upbringing, education, and health care of their children without government interference. Schools should never hide vital information from parents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail abortion pills, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them into the state. Angel Foster, who runs Massachusetts-based The Map, which prescribes the drugs to women in every state, says her organization will keep doing business in Texas. The Map has shipped abortifacients to about 10,000 women in the past 2 years. The new law takes effect in 3 months. This is SRN News. DNA evidence links a dead man to the 1991 killings of four girls at a Texas yogurt shop.
Austin police have identified a new suspect in the 1991 yogurt shop murders of four teenage girls. DNA tests point to Robert Eugene Brashers, who died by suicide in 1999. The case remains open, and police plan to share more details at a news conference Monday. Amy Ayers, Elisa Thomas, and sisters Jennifer and Sarah Harbison were killed at the I Can't Believe It's Yogurt store. The murders shocked the city and became one of the most notorious crimes. Ron Taylor reporting.
President Trump says he's sending troops to Portland to protect the city and ICE facilities from domestic terrorists. In a post today, Trump said he is directing Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to provide all necessary troops to protect war-ravaged Portland and ICE facilities under siege by Antifa or other domestic terrorists. More details at SRNnews.com.